Okay, so this is our first podcast. I'm Ashlyn.
I'm Denver.
And I'm Aspen.
And, like, let's just get started with our story time because we need a story time, so let's just get started with that. Okay, guys, so for my segment, I'm going to be doing my story time about how me and my friend almost got kidnapped. So basically, we were on this live stream and we were like waiting for people to join, and like this random dude joined. He's like, "Hey guys," and we're just like, "Okay, so maybe you go to my school, sis. Okay, whatever." And we're like, "What's your name? Because we might know you." And then he said, "A giant, I don't know his name. It had like an A and two J's. That's all I remember, and two R's. I just remember that.
Agent.
And we didn't know him, so we were like, "Okay, guys, hold up. Be right back, sis. We're gonna go look at his account." And the only thing he had on his account was a video of like people like holding hands like on a table or something. It was so weird. It was like a slow-mo. It was like scary. So then we got back on, and he kept saying like he kept requesting to join our live, because like, you know, you can like request to join our live so that y'all like split the screen. And so basically we were just like, no, we don't know you. And he's like, "Hey baby, you have sexy lips." I was just like, "What?" And like me and my friend were like, "Okay." And he's like, "I'm 18. I'm from India." I was just like, So then we were just like, "Okay, fine. We'll see what you look like." Okay? So we let him join our live, and he was like a 38-year-old man naked, but you couldn't see anything bad. But
yeah,
like,
disgusting.
But he was like a 38-year-old man naked. He had like facial hair and everything, like a whole beard. And so basically, it was creepy because we thought he was gonna like kidnap us. So we were just like, no. And then we blocked him, and we haven't seen him since then. He hasn't joined lives because he's blocked. So that's it for my story time. Have a great day, sisters.
Hello, my name is Denver, and today I'm going to be telling you a creepy story for my segment. So, there was this little kid that was on his way to a house, like this abandoned house, and he had to go to the bathroom. Though his dad stopped at a rest area so he can use the bathroom, and his dad was waiting in the car. The dad thought that he wouldn't take long, so he left on the car. And the dad heard the door shut and behind his seat. So he just drove off, and this truck just kept following him. Every time he turned to the lane, the bus followed him, and just kept happening until finally he had his lights flashing. Then the dad pulled over, and this dude, the bus driver, he said, "That's not your kid." So he looks behind and sees that it's a grown man, and the grown man runs out of the car and into the woods. So that's my segment today. Hope you guys enjoyed.
Okay, so I'm just going to give you all a little fact here. Me, Aspen, and Denver, like, we used to be siblings, but we're, like, not anymore. It's whole confusing. Like, we used to be step-siblings, but we're not. But we still hang out because we, like, grew up together.
Well, me and Aspen are pretty much
step-siblings. No, you and Aspen are, like, blood-related.
Yeah.
But I used to be their step-sibling. Anyways, and, like, in the house we lived together, like, you would go outside onto the balcony, and then you would step down the stairs, and then we had a treehouse that my dad made, and we had this thing that we called the dungeon. And, like, it was so...
Which was our basement.
Right, pretty much. Like, and it was just,
storage
like,
room.
Right, it was pretty much just, like, storage room. But, like, we went in there and we played, like, dungeon. And it was so much fun.
In the very back of it, there was this one room where we set up bricks to be able to sit down
in. Yeah, like, and it was like, our cell.
That right, was okay, so, like, right whenever you walked in, you could, like, flip the switch and then a tiny little light bulb came on. And then, like...
No, you had to pull. You had to pull.
Yeah, but we have a light switch now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you used to have to pull. And then, like, you would go in there. And then, like, there's this big area. And then, like,
we had this...
you would, like Aspen said, you would walk across a board. Like, you would walk across this board thing. And you'd get to this spot. And, like, it's like, it was like a room, kind of. And it was, like, really creepy. And, like, the thing is, you know, the peephole that you could push the thing out and you could look through and it go. You could look through the front of the house, remember?
Yeah. And also, there was a board that you used to lay down, on, and we faked like we were torturing them.
It
each
was
other.
So it was much fun.
So
and then
fun.
Moving on to the treehouse, we would climb
oh,
up.
Oh, yeah, the treehouse my dad made.
Yeah, we climbed up the ladder, then we walk up the stairs onto the porch of the treehouse. Then we walked inside. To our right, we had a very old car TV.
I know, I missed that.
And we spent the night.
We sleep up
we
there.
We spent the night there.
Is
and
that
it was
car
so
TV
fun.
Still up there?
No.
Oh man,
it's
it was
out.
So much fun. I remember I was going to one time I was going to skydive from or bungee jump from that, but I didn't. And like I tied a piece of yarn to me and then to the treehouse, and I was gonna jump off and bungee jump, but I never did.
Yeah,
but, like
that would hurt if you fell. Like,
but
God.
Like
it's like tall. It's pretty tall.
Yeah,
it's, like almost at the tippy top of the tree.
Yeah, and then also y'all remember Biscuit?
Oh, that, Biscuit.
The
There's
okay,
my dog.
So, okay.
Okay.
Okay, so behind our house was this another house, and they had this white dog, and its name was Biscuit. Y'all don't know the nightmares I had from that dog. I was terrified. Because you know how he always, like, he broke the gate, and then, like, he just walked into our backyard, and he would be running around. And I was so scared of him, because I think he bit me one time. And like,
no, he bit you in the butt, and Aaron in the butt.
No,
and
that was
in the
Puddles.
No, that was my dog.
That was Puddles.
Never mind.
My dog was beautifully manicured.
Perfect. Anyways, and it was like it was so much fun. And like I remember one time I had a dream that Puddles broke into he broke into our backyard. This was a dream, and I went up onto the porch and I locked him out, and I was up on the porch and he was down below, and and I was down below, and then like he was throwing bombs at me. It was so terrifying. I was terrified of that.
Yeah, that dog, I had dreams of, I was up in the treehouse, and I've dreamt, well, that is not a word, I've dreamed of him chopping down the tree with his teeth, and me falling down with the whole tree, and just got crushed and died by it.
I remember that we'd always walk up to the top with our bikes of the hill, very tall hill.
Yeah.
And we would ride down so fast. And then, guess what? There was an intersection at the very bottom.
Oh, God.
And we were always so scared to go down it. Yeah, we'd fly right past the intersection and go right to our house.
Our older brother, he got ran over by a car, like his tire.
What? That never happened.
Oh,
no,
one time,
in my dream.
One time while we were living together, we went to, what was it, Yogi Bear?
Oh, yeah.
Yogi Bear Park. Yeah,
Yogi Bear Park.
Fun.
And we all rode around on our bikes
It's in Kentucky.
And we all rode, and while we were riding so fast because we had this big white van to carry us two TVs in it.
I remember that.
Big Bertha. Yeah. We couldn't even get up our grandparents' driveway. It had
a bajillion seats. Like, it was literally.
Like, it had, like,
We each had our own row. It was more than six. It was like a giant church, but it was like a bigger school bus. It was like a bigger version than a school bus. It was huge.
And we had two TVs in it. One up front.
No, we had three.
But then Denver, being a tiny kid at that time, decided while it was parked in the driveway, because like our driveway is kind of like slanted. Like,
hey, Aaron was in it too.
Towards the garage. And he decided, little Denver decided to get in the van and like vroom vroom straight into the garage and like break the garage and the car. So now we don't have her anymore. And you remember?
Well, we would have sold her because she sucks.
No, she didn't. She was amazing. You remember?
Big Apple Venture.
Oh, I missed that.
And our stepbrother, our older stepbrother, he rode into it on his bike. Very tail, they going so fast.
We all were riding his mouth.
I watched him. I passed him as he did that.
It was so funny.
And he hit it so hard. It was so funny.
But
I hope you guys enjoyed this
I think we'll have to stop it here. Like this segment here.
I hope you guys enjoyed this segment.
Yeah.
See you next time on Aaron Ash.
Well, I'll see you next time on, like,
we go.
Yeah, we're not going to end it just yet. But, like, hope y'all enjoyed this segment. Yeah,